Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Reds return to the radio tonight. They host the Arizona Diamondbacks for a three-game series. They will be happy to see the backs of the Washington Nationals as they have left the Great American Ballpark with four wins under their belt. The National League East leaders came to town after the All-Star break and brought some All-Stars with them. All-Stars in the pitching department, All-Stars in the hitting department, as the Nationals spanked the Reds for double-digit runs in the first three games of the series. Yesterday, completed the four-game sweep, winning 6-1. Bryce Harper hit another home run, as did Ryan Zimmerman. Zimmerman becomes the Nationals' all-time leader with 235 career home runs. The Reds yesterday hoped Scott Feldman, their most consistent starter, would help stop the bleeding. Feldman couldn't get out of the second inning. His right knee, which has been giving him trouble through the last couple of starts, flared up on him again. Feldman only threw 33 pitches, gave up two home runs, five runs, five earned, and his day was done. The Nationals win 6-1. Reds only had four hits. All-star pitching, all-star hitting. That's a pretty good franchise that the Nationals have put together. Steven Strasburg, I believe a number one overall former pick, got the win yesterday, his 10th win of the season. Reds host the Diamondbacks tonight. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 7. The Reds gave you some hope moving into the All-Star break as they won their final two games in the first part of the season, defeating Arizona in Arizona. That was their first road series win since late April. Let's see if the Reds can work that magic out as they look to get back on track tonight. Sal Romano, he is called up from AAA Louisville. He will get the ball and try to give the Reds a spark on the mound. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tigray Scales continues to make good news. He is a senior linebacker for Tom Allen's Indiana football program. He has landed on the 2017 Butkus Award watch list. Fourth award watch list he has been announced to here in the summertime. Scales is also a member of the Bronco Nagurski, Chuck Bednarik, and Lott Impact Trophy watch lists. The Butkus Award, you remember Dick Butkus?
Oh, yes.
What position did he play? Linebacker. Well, guess what Tigray Scales plays, Keith? It's not hard to connect the dots there. He was the first Hoosier linebacker to be on an All-American team since Van Waiters in 1987. He was the Foster Farms Defensive Player of the Game in Indiana's bowl game last year. Finished first in the Big Ten and 10th nationally in tackles. A repeat of those numbers won't hurt Indiana's defense in this coming season. Indiana fifth-year senior cornerback Rashard Fant, he was named to the 2017 Jim Thorpe Award watch list. That was announced on Friday. Fant is one of the five Big Ten defensive backs named to this list. The award is one of the most coveted in college football as it's awarded to the best defensive back in the land based on performance on the field, athletic ability, and character. Fant adds this accolade to being on the watch list for the Bronco Nagurski Trophy as well. We also learned on Monday that Devontae Williams, he will be on the Paul Hornig watch list, which identifies college football's most versatile player. Redshirt sophomore, has returned kicks and punts, ran the ball between the tackles, and caught passes out of the backfield, and will be a big part of Tom Allen's offense moving forward in 2017. The Reds return to the radio tonight. They host Arizona at the Great American Ballpark. Marty Brenneman's pregame show begins at 7 p.m.